is see Stephen Ross doing the Fourth Core Deathmatch pregame interview. I am here with Team Kritzkrieg. Their minds focused on the game, on victory, on winning. One by one, tell us who you are, what you're about, what your strategies and tactics were coming into the Fourth Core Deathmatch, what you expect to see out of the Deathmatch.
I'm John Paul, the one they call the Pontiff.
The Pontiff!
The Pontiff!
I'm also going to be playing a dwarf named Hammerstein, who is a weapon master.
But we got to tell them all our class and stuff?
I mean, you might as well.
This is top secret information.
No, it's not.
This is going to air after it's over.
Oh, okay.
So I am a Battle Rage Vigor weapon master, and pretty much my big thing is to use Brash Strike as often as I can, and when I'm not hitting something with a hammer, I'll be dead. Those are my options. I hit the hammer, or I die.
One thing that I have revolved around my weapon master is that he's got striker level damage while still being a defender. With an at will, I can deal around 14 hit points because I got a brutal weapon as well. Yeah, pretty much. So then it's going to sync up rather well for other player because they can make me make another attack, which should kill pretty much anybody.
All right, so this is Graham Lieb right here. I'm playing the Jürgen von Strangle, the Warforged Barbarian. My big strategy is to run in, deal as much damage as I can, get hit, die, dealing more damage, and then possibly get rezzed, dealing, and then hopefully die again. Oh yeah, the Stormhawk's Vengeance thing is, so pretty much anytime I get reduced to 0 hit points or less, whoever did that will take 10 thunder damage. Kind of awesome. In addition to that, if anyone tries to coup de grace, it's going to produce another 10... thunder damage towards whoever did that as well. So, pretty win-win for me. As a barbarian, it's pretty much found the defenses are lacking in any way I built them, so I just said, screw it, I'm going all-out offense.
So, as a striker, you have AC of 14?
Yeah. AC 14. My best stat is Fortitude, which is
by
17.
Far.
Yeah. And then, Reflex and Will are just hilariously low, like 11s. in addition to that, I took Avalanche Strike is my encounter as well, so you're going to have to be rolling better than 7 to hit me. So,
good luck with that.
Beyond the pure stats, which we've just gone over, is there anything specific that you've done on the meta level to ensure your victory and dominance over the other teams in the Fourth Core Deathmatch?
Oh, yeah. One of the big things I've done is I've created a mohawk for this special event. My luchador wrestling mask that you will be able to see during the match. Sure to be a big hit. Other things we have planned for the death match are really just to get in the minds of the other guys and try to like trip them up on their flow so we can get them out of any like synchronous or flow they have going on, which will hopefully get the DMs to call Gibbs on them because they're delaying.
I am Carl Tovruk Zahn. I am playing a Vryloka vampire, who is named Count Orlat Lagosi von Uberwald. I may speak in a bad Transylvanian accent during the event. As a vampire, I have a lot of forced movement effects, and all of my at-will powers target a different defense, non-AC defense. Each of my at-wills hits someone in the nads, that is true, as well as an encounter that deals extra damage to my at-wills, and 2 at-wills that do force movement, push, and pull, and 1 that gives my character additional hit points. So, basically, my strategy is do my own damage and push them towards Von Strangle or Hammerstein.
My name is Jeanette Lieb. I'm playing a dwarf warlord. So, my best weapon is actually the 3 gentlemen that just spoke. I'm planning on using either the direct the strike or commander strike. So both of the at-wills I chose were both of the ones that said, you make this attack. So I shouldn't really have attacks that come from me. All my attacks are making somebody else attack. So I will look to see which one of the three is in the best position, which one of them I know is going to be able to maybe get a kill for us, which one might, you know, need to get out of position or might need to do whatever kind of I think might need to get done. And I'm going to tell them to attack that other person. So kind of my best weapon is all three guys, depending on their opportunities. I don't think all three of them will be dead all at the same time, so I should never be out of a weapon. I have some pretty good defenses. I have a 17 AC and 14... Yeah. So it's not as easy to hit me as it would be somebody else.
We have team t-shirts for Team Kritzkrieg here, and we're going to be wearing that on all the events that we're going to be in. And really, back to the warlord thing, I mean, I feel like she's really the linchpin of this whole team, because she can tell us to go out and attack things, get extra attacks, get more damage, get more, you know, basic melees. So yeah, so hopefully we'll see how it goes. I anticipate we'll do well, but that is to be seen still, so we'll see. Regardless of who we fight, they're going to have to scrape them up with a freaking spatula by the time we're done with them. I'm sure all the teams have been going to agree. The pug groups are probably going to be the easiest pickings. The organized teams will probably present a little bit of a challenge, but, you know, nothing can contain Jürgen von Strangle.
The fury of the Kritzkrieg cannot be matched.
One, two, three.
Kritzkrieg!